on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Here's something that's completely legal but creepy as hell. This effing dinosaur, man. That and the Teletubbies. Like, what?
Yeah, creepy.
Come on now, man. Yeah.
Odd.
Hey, we're going to make this a children's show. Does that sound good? No. No.
You know, I actually heard it was, like, pretty difficult to make a children's show because you almost got to dumb yourself down. You got to think real simple.
Yeah.
You know, and for some people, it's hard to do that.
So
come up with, like, content for children, you know?
So what you're saying is, what you're saying is you and I would be fantastic writers for children's shows? Is that what it is?
Basically.
Look at these idiots. God, they're toddlers. Anyway, it is 8:15. Let's keep her going here. It is your 8 a.m. WTF of the daytime. Yeah.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden?
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's happening?
I was going to do the USB and the donger story, but we've already learned enough out of that.
Move on from that. I got no more comments on that.
No. How about this, Hunter? Okay. Imagine being a cop, all right? You already got a stressful job, okay? You already got to deal with drunk idiots and hookers and, you know.
Well, when people call 911, it's usually a situation, and you got to deal with that all of the time.
If Shorty's fire burning on the dance floor, you got to call 911. You like that? Somebody call 911. Shorty's fire burning. Whatever happened to Akon?
He went over back to Africa, and he's like making a bunch of villages. Dude, he's doing, like, fantastic.
Really? Good for him.
For people over there. Yeah, absolutely. He's doing a great job.
Yeah, happy for him. I just didn't know. This is a weird offset of what we're talking about.
He did toss a few females into the audience.
I forgot about that.
But beyond that.
He's doing better now.
He's doing good.
Let's go back to the original story and not talk about Akon. Cops already got a stressful enough job, all the things that can go on. Could you imagine, though, Hunter, being a cop, all right? You get a call. You go to a house. And in that house, you find 30 effing boa constrictors just hanging out.
Wait,
just
what?
Hanging out. That's right. Las Vegas PD recently had to do an investigation, all right? And they went to this home as part of this investigation, and they found 30 large snakes in this house, okay? They called animal control to take care of it, but they looked into the matter and informed police that the 30 boas had a legal right to live there. Now, there's no local laws.
Pets.
Yeah, there's no local laws on the books prohibiting the ownership of 30 pets, even if they are 10-foot-long predators.
I was going to say, dude, boas are big.
Yeah.
It's 30 big snakes.
Dude, that sounds like a nightmare. Could you imagine going in there and seeing 30 effins? And I don't even want to meet the person, all right, that is comfortable living in a home with 30 killing machines.
That's what you do. If you're a cop, you show up to the house and you ask the guy, wait. So how many nope ropes do you have in the house? 30? 30 nope ropes.
Why do you need that many? Okay, I could see maybe one, two snakes. Okay, I don't want to judge someone for the pets they have, okay? Maybe you're not a dog or cat person. Maybe you're a snake person for some reason, okay? What, 30 of them? You need 30 effing boa constrictors?
30 snakes is a little weird. Hey, you know what? It doesn't have a mice problem. That's for sure.
Doesn't have anything problem, all right? So, there ain't going to be any, solicitors knocking on his door that are going to make it through. Yeah.
Complains about being lonely.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder, dude.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to come over.
Yeah. Everyone's dead. They come over, your snakes eat them.
Doesn't that kind of make you nervous, too? Like sleeping, you know? Like at any given point, one of those snakes could come upstairs and wrap its body around your neck.
If you think I'm going to get any sleep in a house with 30 effing snakes in there.
Have you ever had a snake on you, like on your arm?
No, because there's no desire. I don't see the draw.
Back in the day that we had one of those, this is like from Surette maybe, or it was something. Anyway, there was a snake and one of the instructors put it on my arm and it kind of curled itself around my arm.
Yeah.
Dude, it is a...
It's no joke.
It's an odd feeling. You feel helpless. Like, dude, this thing is strong. And it wasn't even a big snake, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, I'm good. Get it off my arm because
you put yourself in the snake's terror. Okay, a snake in a cage, probably going to be fine. Nothing's really going to happen, even though they can get out of those things. But you put yourself in the snake's territory, all right? You get in their playing field, all right? You don't stand a chance, especially like one of those, like, what, 30-foot like, you know, boas or whatever, anaconda or whatever.
Damn. And she's that is a dragon.
Yeah.
A straight dragon.
That is a dragon. That is a wingless dragon that will eat you.
Yeah. Right. Doesn't have wings and doesn't breathe fire. Other than that, it's pretty close.
Brock, what about those?
Remember the Discovery episode that that guy was trying to get swallowed by a snake? He got like halfway through it and was like, dude, get me out of here. There's no way.
You know what? No, they should have let that fish. They should have let that snake finish that guy off. Okay. All right. He doesn't need to be walking around.
Keep going. Yeah. Sorry. No. We can't cut now, buddy.
Sorry. Sorry, guy who wanted to try and get eaten by a boa constrictor.
You know?
Sorry. You're dead.
But I'm going to die. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah. Wish he was dead. Idiot. All right. So anyway, just stop having snakes as pets. There's no reason for it. None. All right.
I agree with you. Yeah. Keep them out of the house.
That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.